Morning. We are in Tafkuf Tzadi Siftes. Takashne Tashrat, Oshne Tashat, Oshne Tarat. You did a, Shvarim Truah, Shvarim or Truah. You did two of them Kehoigim v'Tavashlishi, and the third and the set you messed up. The halacha is you don't have to go ahead. You don't have to repeat the whole set. You just need to repeat the line. Again, there's different chumras. There's different, every makri and the pentu, whatever. They all have their chumras. But lemaisa, the din is it doesn't mess up the whole seder, and therefore you just go back to the last line. Im taka betzad harachav I guess minyan. I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch divided it up like this or put it in together, but if a person will blow out of the, blow from the wide side of the shofar, out the, then lo yotze, he's not yotze. They say the darshan because mina meitzar karosi ka, mina meitzar means from the small side. No, but then that's the drasha. It's whatever. I'm sure there's other interesting yanim behind, but not for now. And then afterwards, then we say he says the psukim, and then they bring the sefer back, and then we go into musaf. Tavkuf tzadi aleph. Say the shilos musaf biyachid. A general din by shilos musaf. We're going to see the dinim over here, but just to throw the claw out that. The main difference between Ashkenaz and Minhag Sfaradim, is do you blow Tkiyas in the middle of Lachash? The Ashkenazim don't. Sfaradim and Minhag Sfaradim, is to blow, at least some, whatever, is to blow the Tkiyas in the middle of Shiloh Balachash. And I guess what the person's supposed to do is when they get to the end of Malchus, he waits, and then listens to the tekiyas and goes on. Yispalu You're supposed to say teisha brachos, which are the teisha brachos are again three and three and three in the and then the three in the middle Malchus Shofar and Zichronos. Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur also davens Belachash. That's any time. There's no, we always do that. So it's not that there's no minute nowadays for the Shliach Tzibur to not to daven Belachash. Beis, haminik poshut bechol bnei Svarad she'ein mazkirim tzuri korban musaf klal. The minik by the minik of bnei Svarad is not to go ahead and masker any psukim of the musaf. Hagav a minig al pasha ba Ashkenaz of a glilus elu loymer psukim musaf roshana. The minig by Ashkenazim is to say psukim musaf. The ain of the korban must mean the psukim musaf means the korban musaf. The ain arim psukim musaf rosh chodesh. We don't put say the psukim of musaf rosh chodesh. The arim milvad oilas ha-chodesh u-min chasah u-oilas ha-talmid u-min chasah u-shnei se'irin l'chaper u-shnei se'vidim ki-hil chasam that this is meramez to the seir of ha-chodesh, but we don't say the psukim of ha-chodesh. v'oimim gam keim musafe yom ha-zikaron. And you say Musafei, right? The general the minig is on Shabbos Yom Tov. You say the words Musafei because it's referring to two korban Musaf. Even if you don't mask here, even if you wouldn't mask here, but upon him, it's ramiz to it, and that's enough. Gimel Tarach Loimar es Musafei Yom Zikaron. You do have to say. Sorry, just did that. Sorry, well, that's the Ramah. Why is the Ramah before repeat that? Right, okay, fine. But the Mishnah explains, wait a second, Mechaber says it, so why is the Ramah saying it? He says, because the Ramah wants to point out that since the Minhagim are additionally Ashkenaz and Sfarad, that this is the Minhag Ashkenaz. It's not, he wants to be clear that this is the Psak Halacha. And that's all. But sometimes in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam also the point of saying is not, you don't have to ask, well, what's the Chiddush, of course, or whatever. It's just you have to delineate the halacha and the minhag. Even on even though it's not Rosh Chodesh. But still, you don't want to go ahead and be memai from change from one day to the other because they're supposed to be identical. Dalit, I mean, asar psukim shel malchios, b'chol bracha. So, what is malchios, zichronos, and shayfros? The point of it is to maskir three. Sorry, 10 psukim in each chelik, which deal with the inyan of the bracha. Shlosh behem shel Torah, three from the Torah. Shlosh shel ksuvim, three from ksuvim, which is from Tehillim. Shlosh shel neviim ve'echad shel Torah. You have three from neviim and one of Torah. V'imrata l'hoisif al'elu asara rasha. You can add in more psukim however you feel. Miu im lo hischil b'shum pasuk rak amar u'b'sarasla kasuv leimar yotza. If you didn't make a hakdami, you just said pasuk kasuv leimar instead of kasuv b'sarasla. Whatever the nusach that would be okay, but really you should say kasuv b'sarasla and the last one. I mean, this is just my own chiddush. There's different pshatim, with Malchus, the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. I always look when I look at the Psukim. I don't know if I'm right, but if you it's a Mahalach. I don't know that the Psukim of Torah usually refer to something in the past. Ksuvim is something now, and all the Nevi'im are talking Lasi Lovo in general throughout all the three brachos. One was the Malchus in time of the in the Midbar in the Midbar and Matan Torah, things like that. And then the Tehillim is talking on the current state of thing. You'd be makir these things, and then the Nevi'im are Lasi Lavo, Shofar, and Zecher, things like that. That would be in the future. It could be that's why also that you put Torah Ksuvim in the Nevi'im, you usually would put Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and here it switches. According to that, it would make sense. That's my old Kiddush. I don't know. Ain't I mean pasuk b'malchios of the zichronos of the shofars shall peronish to Yisrael. When they set up the psukim, you have to be nizer not to put in anything about Peronis Yisrael. The ain omim pasuk zichronos shel yochid, and you cannot say zichronos of in the lashon yochid again because they're all mazkir din, and we don't want to mazkir din of Rosh Hashanah. It's something to be nizer. Now again, we have all the psukim set up in the machzorim. We're not trying to be kovei anything. This is just the halacha for whatever reason you wanted to. Decided to play around, but we don't do that. So therefore, you don't say zichron shayachid. Yesh kvarim tagar al mashenogin lahashlim psukhi shayfris mepasuk v'yom simchaschem. There are those who are really get really upset on that, which we say. Now the Gemara has a problem because the Gemara says that is searching for like the fourth pasuk about the shofar in the Torah because we have to be assigned with Torah. Now one of the psukim it brings is a possibility of Surah Melech Bo. problem is that we use that for Malchus, Siras Melech Bo. So I do know that there are, I think it's Minig, I remember seeing, or hearing out the Minig, that they, I think it's Brisk, that they taka, because it's a Suffolk, then they taka put, they throw in, since it's not also to throw an extra pasuk in, they put in the pasuk of Siras Melech Bo, Harashmar Kassel Kaim Minig, because since there are Rishonim who Karat Togar, not to use that pasuk, but the Rosh Hashanah says, "Oh, that's fine. That's the minig. It's okay." So therefore, they do throw in another pasuk, but that's not the general minig, and therefore you just follow what it says in the Machzor. Zion, Akedas Yitzchak Hayon Zaro Tizkor, Kach Hi Anuskach Mufresemes. That's the regular nusach. That everyone says, "Medaktek loyma lozera Yaakov tizkor meshanim atvei tov chachamim." He says, "Well, what's the chashash? The chashash is that Zara Shal Yitzchak is going to include the Esav, and we're not going to go. We don't want to go any mazkir for the Esav, the Shvach, and Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, there are those people who say, no, just Zera Yaakov. We're not going to be mazkir Zara Shal Yitzchak." Issue is that that's Meshanim. First of all, it's wrong. We'll see. The second Meshanim Abayim Shetov Chachamim Bebrachos Ina Elatoye, and he's mistaken. Why? Because like the pasuk says, "Bezaro Velo Kol Zaro," that the Esav are not considered. Esav is not considered the zera of Yitzchak. That the pasuk excluded them from, excluded them from the same Bnei Yitzchak. Taka is interesting. I saw the somebody says in Haggadah it says that why or really about a Malik, why they wait till after why don't they just attack the Mitzrayim, right? They're slaves. You want to wipe them out, attack them in Mitzrayim, like what's going on? And they said they waited because they knew that Akash Baruch was going to pick one nation to go ahead and to be his chosen one, either Esav or Yaakov. And that nation would have to go ahead and do like the Bishvei of Sar and go into Abraham Yoshana of Shibud. So the Bnei Esav, the Malik said, I'm not getting involved in that. Don't get me involved. But once they left Mitzrayim, so okay, now I'm not gonna have that problem. So I'm gonna attack Akol Panim. But Zeresh Esav is not included. So therefore, don't be an uber chacham and just Sar Shal Yitzchak. Hagav Omim Aleinu Umloich. Now you say Aleinu Umloich. V'shlech Tzibur Moisif Achila V'shar Piyutim. And Shlech Tzibur says Achila another Piyutim. Kol Machon Lefi Minhago. Yeah, whichever nigun they use and not nigun and all and whatever. That's feed the shul and feed whatever they feel and different things. Ches lo yispalel biyachid musaf Rosh Hashanah ad ahar yom Hashanah b'yom. If a person is stuck somewhere and he can't, he's davening Rosh Hashanah biyachidus, which happened during Corona, and a general thing. Usually people make it somewhere for Rosh Hashanah, but sometimes they would get stuck or they're sick or who knows what. So therefore, they should be mapping not to go ahead and daven musaf until after yom Hashanah. So that's the zman din. And then even though that were
because what happened was is originally we used to go shofar during Shachris.
Yeah. No, but the why is the Gimel Shalos? Why? Well, no, that's why the Shachris.
Because you don't go to a war until 3 hours. No one calls to war 3 hours.
Oh, okay. That's one shot. The other shot is the Zman Din. It's a Zman Din, and because that's when the Gemara says that's when they bow down to the Melachim, bow down to the Shemesh, and they whatever. So therefore it's a Zman Din, and you don't want to blow the shofar, the Musaf, whatever. So even if a person is daven biyachidus, it could be it's good height for him to daven eights, and then I guess take a break or whatever until after 3 hours, and then he can blow his own shofar and daven Musaf. Tough of Talibay is.
this is the one time, because of the horrible tragedy that took place as a result of during the Romans' tenure in Jerusalem. So,
yeah. That's got all. Also, even if you say if it's also sure midas adin in the morning, it's also comes to fascia. So you don't play around with that either.
No, anyway, on the left, on the right, you're covered.
Yeah, fine. Tafkuf Tadi Beis. It's Moses for Kol Rama Seder had the key. So we're going to discuss now. Chazor for Shatz. Machzir Shliach Tzibur at Tfila v'Taykim al Seder Abrachos. Shliach Tzibur. Is the Chazaras Rashad and he's Tokea al Seder HaBrachos, Malchus Tashrat, Pam Achas, he has a Shrank Trua Pam Achas, his Zichron is Tashat, the Shvarin, the Shaifer is Tarat. That they do Shvarin, the Minigua is Shrank Trua for Malchus, Shvarin for Zichron and Trua for Shaifer. And actually, Nogin, the Tkoa of Malchus, Tashrat, Sholosh Pa'amim. Zichronos Tashat, Shalosh Pa'amim, Shoifus Tarat, Shalosh Pa'amim. Now again, like I mentioned before, that the Svardim is to be Tokea Bilachash, so therefore they have less sounds to be Tokea in Chazor Sashats, but Sheikin Ashkenazim have more. Hagavi Yishon Shatokim Tashrat L'malchios Pam'achas Zichronos L'Shoifus. Benim Dinas Eilu. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Shla that the best way to do it is to do all three. Because according to the Tzadda, that's a suffix, and the reason we do three is because we don't know what the real sound of a Yalala is, what the real sound of a Trua is. So therefore the best way to do it is to do Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat in each of the, which is our minig, in each of the brachos. Nagu lomar kol pam achar shetalko hayom yom aras oylam v'areshes sefaseinu. My Sephardi friends make fun of said how can you say asaf? Hayom haras olam, of course Baruch Hu destroyed the world. Haras in Ivrit means to destroy. Says what? Haras? How can you say that? But al kafanim, if you're careful with the chataf pasach and you say haras. Try your best, and you don't have to choshish for that. But feel the b'shavas she'ein toki v'omim hayom aras olam about lo areshes on Shabbos. You don't say areshes. You say aras olam. Beis yachin eno masik litkoa bebrachos. A yachin does not stop to blow. Bebrachos he yishol mishiyitzka, though, even if he has someone bitokea. He shouldn't do it. But that's only I'm saying if he's davening biyichidus, so he shouldn't go ahead. And even that's his minig. If he's davening biyichidus, he should not go ahead and blow during lachash. Haga ella tokim lo kodesh yispal musaf. They should be tokeya. Like meaning if a person didn't make it for tekiyus. Right, so if someone shows up to blow tkiyas for him, they shouldn't, you know. And if they come up during Musaf, he shouldn't say, "Okay, wait, I'm going to daven Musaf, and I'll signal to you when I get to Malchias, you blow." That they shouldn't do. Ella taking the kodesh shispal Musaf, it's best that they go and then they can do tkiyas before they daven Musaf. Insaf with tkor lo shenis, and then you don't need to do shenis because then you're yotze. He's yotze with that. Now, in general, I've never heard of anyone, you know, in the blowing tekiyas, they usually just go after tefillah, but maybe there is an idea for them to go, like, if there's a kiddush or during the break, you know, to blow for people before, but I don't, that's not the general minhag.
What do you mean?
For a yachid. For a yachid. Someone can't make it to shul, and you're blowing shofar for him.
Someone who has the
minhag
svar.
Or even without a minhag svar. Even without the minhag svar. even without that, you want a guy who says, "Listen, I want to be tokei all the brachos." So you have, you know, so you know, that's like, well, Shrift Tzibur they do it, but Tzibur they do it. I want to do it also. He shouldn't do.
The answer is no.
Right.
Because
yes.
It's
not yeah.
that it was done.
That
was done.
That
he
said,
"Saying."
Right. So that's why you don't pass him like that. Obviously, yeah. that's coming lafuke. But they should do this before Musaf. I was just questioning about, you know, is there any lechachila if someone's not making it to shul, whether like during the kiddush someone should go over there and blow for him before he davens musaf, or he should wait, or alternatively he should wait to daven musaf until after he hears tkiyas. When they come, they hear tkiyas, then he should daven musaf after that. It's also could be it's a lechachila, it's better. Gimel lo yasiach lo tokea lo tzibur bein tkiyas demiyushav. The tkiyas shemuma, you should not speak between because of the bracha. You're not going to listen. If you spoke, you're not going to ruin your tkiyas. You just lose the bracha. So you shouldn't speak in between tkiyas. You have tkiyas umad. Miyam beinyan tkiyas v'tfilas ein hefsek. If for whatever reason you need to talk about the shofar, you need to, you know. Well, the makra is right. Okay, that, I guess that's included. Right.
When the mark was calling,
right,
it's part of the part and parcel of the actual mitzvah.
Right, or for the tefillah, there's you know, for the tefillah, you know, something about the nusach there, whatever. You're allowed to v'imsach dvarim b'teilim ain't tarch lachzor levarich. However, if a person does speak dvarim b'teilim, then ain't tarch lachzor could be also, you know, shushing kids and you shush your own kids. Would also be tzarech tefillah and things, or you know, go out, go home, whatever it is. It's also you wouldn't be mafsid the bracha. You know, sometimes it's better than going there trying to you know, pantomime things. Tzarech dvarim b'teilim ein tzarech lachzor levarech, ve'ein tzarech lomar shelo yasichu bein bracha letkiyos ino be'inyan hatikiyos. And of course, you should not. You should not speak between the bracha and the tkiyas. If it's not in the tkiyas, something off the shofar, he can't get the sound out. Whatever it is, you shouldn't speak unless it needs to speak. Not even by inyan tefillah, and that's pashut. Dalet zeh shetokea kashehin yoishvim. So the minig of the svarim is taka to sit for tkiyas to be yushav. Ashkenazim stand. So ezesh tokeya kishehin yoishvim tokeya al seder habrachos. Then that someone who was tokeya for the tefillas to be yushav, he should be the bal tokeya for the tefillas of the tefillas to be umud as well. Agam iu in a ma'akev. Let's say he just can't do it. It's best to do that. Also, the inyan with the bracha is you shouldn't be mastic until you finish all mea koilas. Svardim do mea ve'echod. Ashkenazim do mea koilas. It's neged the bechias of Sisera's mother. Which is interesting why they say, because even a mother, you know, even a mother like Sisera, you have to have rachamim on her, even if she's a Rasha. I mean, if you look in the psukim over there and you see how she talks.
She's a terrible person.
You see how she talks, and the crass, the crude way she talks about, you know, whatever. You're not talking about the tzadikim over here.
There's a different shot. Trying to remember, but they didn't buy that shot.
No, there's a different pshat than in the rachamim on her. There are other pshatim. So that's a general. That's a colloquial pshat. That's there. I've seen other pshatim also because it's you know. But al kapanim, the you know, there's even in yonim. If you look in svarim, also you know, there's, I mean, different pshatim. That's what people say, but it's not the you know, not always the there's different. Things. The Seder. Okay, we will stop here.